time to clean up.
When the bell rings in Jillian Klein's classroom at Cordova School in Rockingham, North Carolina, it's time for students to switch subjects.
So they have writing, reading, and math in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we'll either do science or social studies, or we'll work on like life skills.
Can you say hi?
Klein is a first-year middle school teacher in special education. But being from New York State, she never expected that she and her fiancé would move to a rural school district in North Carolina.
Most of my family is in New York State, so I was going to stay around there. But we wanted to start a career, and this just seemed like a really cool place.
A really cool place, yes. Cordova School is one of a few schools in the state exclusively for students with severe disabilities. But Cordova School had something else Klein had trouble finding in her home state: open teaching positions.
It is a little difficult. There's a lot of certified teachers that are working as teaching assistants, so trying to find a job's kind of hard, even within special education, yes.
Klein is one of many teachers in the Richmond County School District who come from states like New York that have a surplus of teachers. Julian Carter handles human resources for the district. He says Richmond County Schools recruits heavily in states with teacher surpluses because the district has a hard time attracting graduates from North Carolina.
Going up north, we know because there's such a teacher excess in terms of their education schools that we have a shot at getting some of these people.
New teachers in North Carolina tend to flock to the state's larger, more urban districts where there are more resources and higher pay. New teachers like Vasti Rodriguez.
It's a brand new experience, hoping to be ready, organized, set.
After her third period class leaves at Fuquay Varina Middle School, Rodriguez has about an hour of quiet for planning. Like Klein, Rodriguez also is a first-year special education teacher. But she moved from rural Greenville to take her first job in Wake County, the largest district in the state.
My family and I wanted to move to Wake County. We just wanted more diverse, more like city-like. And then, of course, while doing my research, I noticed about the salary, which was higher.
On top of the base salary the state pays her, Rodriguez earns a $5,000 yearly supplement from the local school district. Wake, like other large, relatively wealthy districts, has the tax base to support a high supplement. In Richmond County, Klein gets a supplement too, but Rodriguez's supplement is almost $4,000 a year more. Richmond County's Human Resources Director Julian Carter says a rural district like Richmond can't offer supplements like Wake's. So in order to compete for teaching talent, the district has to look out of state and think out of the box during a teacher recruitment weekend.
We have a green trail that we use for kayaking. It's about a 3-mile trip from Robert L. Lake down to Steel Street Bridge, and we have a cookout for them when they get through. And
you heard right. The district takes its recruits kayaking. It also helps them find homes. And Carter says Richmond County Schools is even planning to build an apartment complex specifically for teachers. But although Carter says his recruiting does land top teaching talent, the harder part is keeping teachers in the district.
People get homesick. People go home to be with their families, and it does happen.
Carter says many of the district's teachers stay for a few years and then go back to their home states, where they can earn more money than teachers in any of North Carolina's districts. But fortunately for Cordova School, first-year teacher Jillian Klein says she can see her and her fiancé making a future in Richmond County.
I'm liking it so far. I think we're planning on staying for a while.
Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.